The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
From way downtown, Kyle Lowry has been on fire. 23 points. Getting it inside for Ibaka. Serves with 17 points. The Toronto battles their way back into the series. It's all even at 2-2.
We gotta give them credit. Obviously, they're doing a great job defensively, helping one another, closing, the drive lanes, using their hands in the passing lane. They're doing a good job, but we gotta execute better. We gotta take care of the ball. We've been working all year to be, number one base and have home court advantage, and hopefully we can take care of home, and it pays off at the end.
Well, we have some sports to talk about. Lots of interesting things last night. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Aaron will respond. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is blitzed at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, carrier pigeon, smoke signals, however you do it, or dial up telephone. Put odds on it.
Like a rotary dial?
Yeah. I don't know why I just thought rotary dial telephone. I bet somebody still has one of those. Whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show.
I'll go 80%.
Okay, you seem very doubtful today.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I'm feeling...
I'm tired.
Well, I'm feeling energetic. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Are you?
Let's do this, yeah.
What's gotten you all hyped up?
Oh, no, it's just been a good day. Got a lot done. And, had some productive meetings. And I've managed to get caught up on almost everything that I need to get caught up on, which hasn't happened in, I don't know, months. So, feeling pretty good. Watched a lot of sport last night. Was flipping around between the basketball, the hockey, and the Astros.
Yeah.
Which.
Justin Verlander, almost.
Yeah.
Almost, buddy.
Oh, so close. And I thought for a second Mariznick might get that ball, too. But
I think Justin thought he was going to get that ball.
But, how good is he right now? My goodness.
Unreal.
And now he's.
Well. We're talking about Verlander. Mariznick's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Mariznick's okay.
Yeah, he's all right.
No, but another dominant performance. And at his age, this guy just keeps getting better. I mean, I don't know if he can sustain it all season, but if he does, I mean, we're looking at the Cy Young favorite, I think.
I don't see why he can't sustain it all season. He's not shown any signs of slowing. There's other guys who... even Corey Kluber this year is kind of slowed down. But right now, man, I guess who else is in the conversation? I'll tell you Tyler Glasnow was having a fantastic season for Tampa, and then he got hurt.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be him right now. If they gave it out right now.
A little later in the show, I have some odds on that and winning the AL and some other stuff that I want to get to.
Okay.
So, but I want to save that for a bit. But yeah, I love watching this guy pitch. I loved him in Detroit. It's another reason why we're talking about how it's hard to hate the Astros. It's hard for me to hate Justin Verlander. Just watching guy deal. And
I hated him a little bit when he married Kate Upton. Cause I realized that basically took me out of the mix. But besides that, he's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, none of us really had a chance there. I hate to break it to
speak
you.
Speak for yourself.
Okay.
Speak for
Although
yourself.
Now that I see what Scarlett Johansson's going to marry, I kind of feel like I blew my chance.
Right?
But...
I mean, is Justin Verlander really that good looking that he should be marrying Kate Upton?
Probably not, but he's also a rich and he's famous.
Yeah. Uh-oh, what's happening in here?
Who broke the cameras?
Ken Hoffman did something wrong?
Was this Palillo?
Are you trying to get more Fred in the frame?
Oh, okay. Yeah, more of me and less of you is a good thing, as Jim Rome used to say.
Fred needs that wide shot.
Oh, God. At least I have a few tufts of hair. There's that. Oh, man. But, and I flipped over and watched some of the hockey, which congratulations to the Blues, who the Sharks, three of their best five players out, had no shot. So you didn't get your usual highly dramatic hockey game. But so I probably watched less of that than anything else. And then spent a lot of time with...
How about plus 160 on the Blues? What do you think?
Wow. Yeah, I think at that price, I would take the Blues. I want the Blues to win, mainly because I hate the Bruins. I would pick the Bruins to win the series, though. I think they're the slightly better team. But the way St. Louis is playing right now, and especially the way Jordan Binnington's playing in goal, I'll take that price. I thought the Bruins would be favored, but that's a little more of a price than I thought they would be. I think there's good value in that. So... I might punch that ticket. In fact, I'm going to check that out on the break. But I think the most interesting game of the night was the Bucks and Raptors. The Raptors tie the series up, which nobody's lost at home yet. But if you told me that Middleton was going to put up 30 and shoot the way he did, and you'd get a solid game out of Giannis and a not-so-great game out of Kawhi Leonard, and they'd win by 18.
Yeah.
I think the amazing thing last night about Toronto was their bench. You know, you had Ibaka... got 17, and we saw some kind of vintage Marc Gasol a little bit last night too. And I look at these teams and I think, man, they're really good.
Wait, before we go on, do we have to say now the Raptors are running away with this series? The Bucks have no chance.
No, are we supposed to do that?
Yeah, after every game in the Eastern Conference, you have to say the series is over.
Okay,
that's what it's been all postseason.
Yeah.
One game in. Oh, my God. Did you see last night? The series is over. The Bucks don't have a chance in hell. And then the Bucks will inevitably win game five.
Oh, of course they will, because they're going home.
And then we'll come back on... when will we be on back on? Friday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll come on Friday, and we'll say, oh, my God, did you see the Bucks last night? The Raptors are dead in the water.
And then we'll be back Monday with...
And we'll be back Monday talking about Raptors, Game 7.
They're winning one in Milwaukee. Happening.
We'll talk about Game 7.
Yeah, simple. That's the... that's the instant reaction society we live in. I still... To me, that was the Raptors' best game of the series. But coming on the heels of almost losing Game 3 at home, I still think the Bucks are the favorite until Toronto proves they can win in Milwaukee.
Yep.
So it may... And I just don't know. I mean, I think they did have a shot in Game 1. They were way up. But Milwaukee was really good late. Last night, it was just the Raptors took control and never was really in doubt. And I wanted to ask you about something, because Charles Barkley said something about Giannis needs to not just be a dunker. And I think the way he said it, of course, Shaq was like, oh, come on. And they didn't really dive into it deeper. But I think he has a point in that. Yeah, it'd be nice if he developed some of these floaters in the lane and stuff like that a little more. But you're not doing that in the middle of the Eastern Conference Finals.
No.
You've got to work on that in the offseason.
Well,
and by the way, he's so good going to the basket like that. Jeez, he's so fast and he's so almost unstoppable. I mean, yeah, it'd be great to add more to your arsenal, but I just don't think you can do it now.
I mean, saying he's just a dunker, and offensively, I mean, he kind of is. He's a guy who plays a lot around the basket, but he's also, probably Rudy Gobert will probably win the Defensive Player of the Year. Giannis is probably the second choice.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an elite defensive player, and if he gets his, it's not like that's not what he's been all season long,
right?
It's not like he's
that exactly. That was the thing that kind of struck me, and it's like, I mean, yes, that's a good point, but you got to work on that in the offseason. You can't suddenly in the middle of a series start
taking shots that you haven't taken all year.
I mean, you remember when people used to knock LeBron for not being a good shooter, and then he took an off season and worked on his shot, and he was even better. I think Giannis is capable of that, but I mean, you're talking about the guy who's probably going to be the MVP of the league.
Yeah.
And you're saying, you know, Shaq, I think he should fundamentally change what he's doing in the middle of the series. No, that's dumb.
Well, just the way he said it, I don't know that was what he was trying to say, because they cut it off too fast. And it was the one thing that I heard from those guys that I thought, oh, man, I want to hear more of this. And then they just cut it off and went to something else. So I don't know if he was saying this is something he needs to develop long term and just didn't get a chance to say it because it was only like a sentence and a half. But if that's the case, yeah, I think it's got away to the offseason. But, man, Middleton looked unstoppable last night, yeah, too. So it was but it's so weird how you watch these games and shots that fall for you at home don't fall for you on the road. There were just like a lot of open threes and a lot of open looks for the Bucks that they made at home, and they made in game three too. But
well, remember the Bucks are kind of offensively, they're a little bit like the Rockets. I mean, they're threes and dunks. That's what they're looking for. Yeah. And you know, Giannis is he plays his part in it.
But as much
just as doesn't shoot the threes, he just does all the dunking.
As much as I'm enjoying this, I don't see either one of these teams beating the Warriors with or without Kevin Durant. And I hope I'm wrong and that it's at least competitive. And they're good teams. It's just Golden State's great. And there's a difference between great and good when you get into a 7-game series. And I tell you what is cool is seeing how excited the Toronto fans are. And you know what's weird about the Raptors and the Blue Jays? It's a Maple Leaf city.
Mm-hmm.
But the Raptors and the Jays are like Canada's teams. Like the entire country gets behind them because that's all they've got. And that's not the case, obviously, with the Leafs, because you have other teams up there in other cities. And plus, they're kind of like the Yankees, if you either love them or hate them. But those, both the Raptors and the Blue Jays, just kind of capture the entire country. And it's cool to see. And yeah, I would like to see. I kind of feel bad that either one of these teams is not going to make it, because I'd like to see, you know, the Bucks had the best record. They've earned a shot. You know, the Raptors went out and got Kawhi Leonard. They've earned a shot. So not really. I mean, I'd like to see either one, and I hope they're competitive. I just don't think it's going to be. But
I'm right there with you.
All right, 713-780-3776. I have here's a little tease for you. I have one more little hockey tidbit when we come back,
okay,
that involves the Blues. Here's a tidbit for you. You want to get some weight off here before summer and you want to do it fast? Well, go see my good friends at Innovative Lasers of Houston. Laura and her gang over there are going to help you out. And I got 9 inches off my waist. You can lose up to 3 to 11 in 2 weeks. And it's that simple. And everybody asked me, well, is it painful? No, you go lie down and they shine a red light on you. That's how the laser works. And it shrinks the fat cells. It doesn't remove them. So basically, you're getting the benefits of working out. And all you have to do is go and try the sessions. And how about this? I got a great deal for you. Mention ESPN 97.5, 50% off the regular price plus 3 sessions free. So it's really more than 50%. And again, no painful procedures, no downtime. And if you're just curious about it, the consultation's free. So you can make the call, go by and see them and find out if it works for you, and they'll put you on a program. And if it's not for you, that's cool. But if it is, you'll find out that it's going to work. 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN 97.5. Again, 50% off the regular price and 3 sessions free. Or you can log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com. Operators are standing by now at 281-888-3094. InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
Suspecting her, and as you step back in the line, a march through the fiend. Now dance, good chance, man.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And we have some breaking news to get to. But I find it odd that we just got 20 new interns And Aaron's having to screen calls the first hour.
Not great.
Yeah.
I think Tyler's also helping out.
Yeah, that's like our two best guys are having to screen calls. Juan Adams and Greg Hardy.
Yeah. Juan knew last night, and the ESPN reported it early this afternoon that they were going to, in July in San Antonio, they'll be going at it. So
do we know the date?
Yeah, I can find it.
Just kind of curious if it's, hopefully it's not when we're
July
in Vegas.
20th, I believe.
July, I think 20th is right. You going to be gone?
What are the dates for our Vegas trip?
Oh, you will be gone.
Yeah. Damn it. I would think that might be fun to drive up and watch that. But good for him. He's been calling him out. He's been wanting him.
Yep.
And I don't know what the number will be, but I'll be betting on Juan in that one. So.
Oh, I'm pretty sure Juan will be an underdog coming off a loss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we'll get good value.
I think so.
Coward declared the Celtics had finally become the team they were supposed to be all year after they beat the Bucks in game one. He said he'd take them against the Warriors. They promptly lost four in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's overreaction. That's what you've got to do.
I
shame.
I hate that. I always hope that when you do react, that it makes sense because you're not the guy doing that all the time. Listen, I love Colin, but that's 90% of his show. And so many times, you think you could say what's going to happen, and here's what I believe is going to happen. And then as it starts falling apart, you're afraid to admit, you know what, I was wrong. And I had thought San Jose was going to beat St. Louis after, you know, they got the game winner where they basically cheated. St. Louis was a different team, and you could tell. And last night, so, you know what? I was wrong about that series.
I will say that maybe I'm guilty of it sometimes too, because after the Warriors just dismantled the Blazers the way they did, earlier I had said, oh, I could see the Bucks beating the Warriors. And then I watched those four games against the Blazers, and I was like, I was wrong. They're not beating that team. They're just not.
And as he says, I get what you mean about the Warriors being on a different level from the other two, but Kawhi almost beat them out of the Western Conference Finals his last full season with the Spurs until he got hurt. Almost beat them. James Harden.
A lot of guys. There's a long line of guys who have almost beat them. There's a lot of almost beat the Warriors banners hanging around, and they didn't.
Well, the Clippers are running around bragging about their two wins.
Yeah, we gave them hell. Okay. Well, congratulations.
So,
you went home.
Yeah, the reality is, I mean, it's hard to beat these guys seven games. It took almost a fluke from LeBron and Irving going nuts for them to win a series against them. And I like both of these teams a lot. I would take either one of them over the Rockets had the Rockets been in the finals.
Yeah.
Not taking them over the Warriors. But I might be wrong. And if I am, guess
what? But you know what? If the Rockets had beat the Warriors and beaten the Blazers, we'd feel a lot differently maybe.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see, not me, because I thought the Blazers were a tough matchup for the Rockets, too. I don't think there's any sweep happening
there. I didn't think so either.
Okay, so I wanted to bring up a little hockey history for you here. For the Blues, are making the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 1970. You were not born in 1970.
I was 10 years from being born.
Yeah. But what's interesting about it, and this is why I'm rooting for them, because it's very Astro-like. That was when the first year, couple years of expansion, they put all the expansion teams into one division and all the established teams in another, so that it was, or basically conferences. So it was guaranteed that an expansion team was getting to the Stanley Cup Finals. They weren't going to win.
Right.
And they didn't. So this time they're there, and I really hope that, I hope they get it done, because that city deserves a little something. You know, they've got the Cardinals. They've done well with that. But it was a matchup between the Blues and the Boston Bruins, which is what we're getting again. And you can hear that series right here on our station, right?
Yes. You will hear every Stanley Cup Finals game and every NBA Finals game here on our air.
But it was not a close series.
Memorial Day is game one, by the way.
Yeah. Bruins won 6-1, 6-2, 4-1, and then a famous overtime game winner from Bobby Orr to sweep the series. So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say St. Louis does not get swept.
Okay.
So since it's on the station, I felt it was okay to give a little hockey history here.
Of course.
All right. We got some people want to talk Astros. You want
to? Yeah, I'll talk to the people.
All right.
Mark. Sports, Mark. Sports guys. How goes it?
It's going well. So I heard that Justin Verlander wants to keep pitching until 40. So what are the odds that he makes his 300 wins?
Where's he at now? Like 210,
2? I thought it was like 211. I'd have to look it up.
I would too. It's somewhere between 210 and 215. How about that?
212.
212. Yeah. Okay. I was right.
All right. I was right before last night. So there.
Yeah. So Justin Verlander's now 36. I don't think Justin Verlander's getting to 300 wins.
He would have to pitch. If he pitches to 41 or 42 at a high level, yes.
Let me tell you why. And you know what? I just looked him up, and this is. Do you know how many 20 win seasons Justin Verlander has in his career?
Not as many as you would think. I know he had the 24.
That's the only one.
Okay.
Yeah, the year he was he won 24. He was the Cy Young winner. Even the year that. And he was the MVP that year. So, he was properly rewarded for that season. But he never won 20 games again. And I don't think you can get to 300 wins without consistently winning 20 games. It's very difficult.
Well, I don't want to be on pace guy. But he's on that track for this season, for sure.
Yes.
And this team's going to be good for another couple of years. So... I think there's a shot at him getting...
I just think he spent too much time playing... Like, when the Tigers were bad, there was about a three-year stretch where 13 wins, 15 wins, 5 wins.
Yeah.
It was difficult for him. And it doesn't take away from what he is. I mean, hell, he had an 11-17 season. He led the league in losses one year. I mean, and it's not that he was a bad pitcher. It was just... That was playing for the Tigers.
If he'd had two
he had more... some good years with the Tigers, mind you, but he had some bad ones too. I just think that 300 wins is unlikely for Justin. I'd put it at 10% that he wins 300, and I'd put it at 5% that he wins 300 as an Astro.
I think if he's going to win 300, it's going to have to be as an Astro.
I mean, I think
unless he signs with the Yankees.
That's what I'm saying. When he's 40, 41, he may play for somebody for cheap and just Biggio it till he gets to that number. But
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think he'd keep going. I think he'd have one season like that and think, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
So if he pitches till 42, I did the math, he needs to win about 15 games a year from here on out for the next 6 years.
Okay. Well.
That's doable if he pitches to 42 and stays healthy.
Yeah. I mean, over the last 6 years, he's won 77 games. So he's won about 12. No, 12, well, the average of about 13 over the last six seasons.
What's he done last two, though? That's
He did 16 last year and then 5 the year before.
Well, no.
But the five,
no, 16 sorry.
And 15.
16 and 15, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. It's not impossible, but I don't think it's happening.
You'd have to have almost no decline, and
right, and
he's gonna. I mean,
he's gonna decline at some point. Yeah. Although,
if you say over the next six seasons, that means his 42 year old season, he'll still be pitching
like
at that
this.
Level.
Yeah,
which means not only would he have to avoid injury at that age, he would also have to avoid drug testing. So
yeah.
That's
much like Nolan Ryan,
exactly like Nolan Ryan.
So
I hate you.
you walked right into that. You walked right into that. Bernardo asked, "What are the odds he gets caught using steroids?"
Yeah, that's right. If he's still striking out 250 guys a season at age 42, there will be some suspicions. All right, guys, I got to tell you about ProDunkHoops.com. That's where you go if you want the best basketball, not just any old basketball goal. You want the best goal, ProDunkHoops.com. That's the place to go. They're manufactured exclusively by Hoop Sporting Equipment. The thickest steel of any goal on the market. Any goal, 75% thicker than the best brands in the big box stores. And their backboard, the tempered glass, it's so strong, Hoops guarantees break, crack, any reason. They're coming out and replacing it for free. They've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard, whatever you want. Whatever kind of setup you need, they've got something that will fit what you can use. Adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet, so any age can play. Get your kids out and about this summer. They're going to be indoors playing on your PlayStation, playing on their iPads. Make them get outside and do something. Get them on a hoops goal from ProDunkHoops.com. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. ProDunkHoops.com or give them a call, 281-351-9877.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. Hope everybody's having a great one.
I ate some cake.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was, sugar-free cake, I'm sure.
It was Laura Beaver's birthday today. Is that right? Whose birthday was it?
Laura Beavers and Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah, birthday.
Did not see Jordan in there. Laura is the backbone of this entire operation.
She really is.
And so happy birthday to Laura. Steven says, long-suffering Blues fan, born in 79, damn near came to tears when they pulled away in a third period last night. Yeah, I'm happy. I have friends who are Blues fans, too, who moved here. And good for you guys. And I hope you win. And you'll get to listen to all the games. Don't watch the games. Listen to all the games on ESPN 97.5.
That's right. See, who wants to watch hockey anyway? It's way better to listen to.
Yeah, on TV. Absolutely. Yeah,
overrated.
Yeah. Brother Bear, you guys mentioned a new lead singer for Stone Temple Pilots. What are the odds Sammy Hagar is one of, if not the best vocalist lead singer replacement for a group band?
Ooh.
That's a good question. The thing is, I was always a big Sammy Hagar fan and a big Van Halen fan. So when they got together, I kind of thought, hey, this is pretty cool. But I never liked Van Halen as much with him as I did with David Lee Roth.
I didn't either. But I don't know if it was necessarily his fault.
No, but I did. I do think David Lee Roth's solo career I enjoyed quite a bit. So, I mean, he was probably the biggest name. I just don't know that it quite meshed.
I don't know that he was the biggest name because...
The biggest replacement type guy.
Didn't Journey have a singer before Steve Perry?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't remember that.
Phil Collins, when he started singing for Genesis instead of Peter Gabriel?
That was a pretty good one. Gabriel come after? No, Collins came after
Gabriel. What about when Ronnie James Dio took over in Black Sabbath?
That was I don't know that he was bigger than Ozzy.
It wasn't bigger than Ozzy.
But they were really good with him.
I know. I've got the biggest one. Brian Johnson.
Yeah, but he wasn't bigger than Bon Scott.
I don't know. I think he might have been. I think
maybe. I think they became more popular then. I just thought Bon Scott was a better singer.
Okay.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
I think that's probably the biggest name. But yeah, that was just kind of weird for me. Hey, the Hagar era of Van Halen wasn't bad. I just didn't enjoy him as much. And I think Sammy Hagar is a better singer than David Lee Roth.
Okay.
Better voice.
I know Deep Purple had before Deep Purple got famous, they had another singer.
Well, Ian Gillan.
When they started doing like Smoke on the Water. Yeah, and
I think that was Ian Gillan.
It was. Highway Star, right. My Woman from Tokyo, all those were Ian Gillan, but they did have a singer before him.
Well, and then Jolyn Turner sang for him for a while.
And so did David Coverdale.
Yeah, they kind of went through that. That was like all the guys sleeping with each other's girlfriends era, where basically Rainbow, Deep Purple, Whitesnake, they all just traded singers and guitarists back and forth. That was an interesting era, to say the least. And I think all those bands were, I think I preferred Rainbow over all of them, even Deep Purple in the end.
Interesting.
Because they had, Rainbow, who had Ronnie James Dio.
Yep.
And then Jolyn Turner. And I thought Jolyn Turner was, this is one of the things you find out when you get old about your heroes. I thought Jolyn Turner was an amazing singer. He's like one of my favorite voices of all time. And then I saw him in an interview a few years ago, and he looks like he used to be a handsome dude. And he just looks hideous and sounds hideous, and you're like, damn, that's, guess, that, what's that, that's that rock and roller lifestyle, I guess.
That's it.
And John Brown asked about, what about all-time worst lead singer replacements? Oh, boy, that's a list.
That's a long list.
How about when the guy from Extreme took over Van Halen?
Yeah, that was really bad.
Oh.
I'm trying to think who the worst of all time are, though.
Whoever took over for Rob Halford briefly at Judas Priest. That was a bad one.
Yeah.
I can't remember who that was. Although they made a movie that was...
Oh, remember the Doors tried to go on... Bobby something.
I don't even remember. Yeah.
But the Doors tried to have a band after, and now his name's blanking me too. Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison, yeah.
Which that was never going to work. Who else had bad replacement? Well, I would say when Gary Cherone was in Van Halen, that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I would say
mention that one. I think
Dan was it Dan the guy that went to Anthrax.
Oh, you know,
Dan Nelson. That was bad.
Yeah, he's listed as number one on the list. I just found a list.
Okay,
Dan Nelson. Dan Nelson, Anthrax, 2007 through 2009.
Well, there you go.
I've never heard of the second band, Gary Cherone, which. You know what? I loved him with Extreme.
Yeah, but...
That just wasn't a fit.
It wasn't a fit.
No. Blaze Bailey, Iron Maiden. I didn't even
remember. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, Bruce Dickinson.
Yeah.
And Bruce Dickinson was their second singer.
Yeah, he was a replacement. Yeah. So they had a good and a bad replacement.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
I can't remember that guy. He was only on one album. He was okay on the first album. Johnny Solinger, Skid Row. And he's still with them. He's no Sebastian Bach. That was never going to work. Yeah, Ripper Owens, Judas Priest. I mentioned that he replaced Rob Halford twice, actually. Why would you go back the second time?
I don't know.
Haven't heard of this band. Haven't heard of that band. Robbie Krieger and Ray Manzarek tried to do the Doors songs.
There you go.
I think we've pretty much nailed them all.
That's about it.
the number 10 on their list is Every Dead Kennedy's vocalist not named Jello Biafra.
That's probably pretty good, too.
Yeah. But okay, here's one that, and I don't know the guy's name, but we were talking about, we saw Alice in Chains open for Guns. I thought that guy was pretty good.
I thought he was good too. And this is, maybe it's super racist, but I couldn't believe he was a black guy.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the guy who's replaced Steve Perry in Journey sounds just like him.
Yeah.
He's an Asian guy.
Yep.
So, goes to show you can be versatile.
William Duvall is that guy's name. The Alice in Chains guy.
Yeah. Okay, great obscure
movie.
We
also, you know what? For best replacement singer, we should probably throw a mention. Because if you remember, before Pantera became Pantera, they were kind of like a glam rock band.
Yeah.
And then they got, I can't remember, Tyler would know their old singer's name. But when they got rid of him and brought in Phil Anselmo, they became Pantera.
Yeah.
And Phil Anselmo is not a very nice person.
No.
But definitely made them a lot better.
R.I.P. Dimebag Darrell.
Yeah.
832 with a great obscure movie reference. Flash in the Five Heartbeats.
Terry Blaze.
Terry Glaze.
He said Blaze, but.
Google, hold on. It's Terry Glaze. No, it is Terry Blaze. Damn it, Tyler. He was right.
Yeah.
I should have known he was right. No, I think it was Terry Glaze.
Yeah, I think it is Terry Glaze.
Maybe I heard him wrong.
I was right, Tyler. Liar.
It was all the way across the bullpen. I don't know.
Okay.
713-780-ESPN. And our blues fan, Paul Di'Anno, was the original Maiden singer. Okay. I had forgotten that one. Is that? I don't know.
I never expected to see that up on the call screen.
No, I never did either. And maybe after that segment, we're encouraging it. But
I'll try it.
Yeah, what the hell? We'll take a swing.
Paul.
Hey, man.
What's up, sports?
Not much, man. I like Billy Idol. Remember White Wedding?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good video and song.
Agreed.
I'll let y'all talk about it and stuff, so I'll hang up.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't really fit into what we were talking about, but I like Billy Idol, too.
Yeah. I loved him in that movie with Adam Sandler.
That was The Wedding Singer.
Yeah. We can do pretty much whatever we want to do in first class. Yeah. Okay, so that wasn't... I think that killed the topic.
I think so. Billy Idol's going out on tour with Bryan Adams this summer.
Oh, man.
You like Bryan Adams, right? Canadian.
The wife loves Bryan Adams. She loves everything Canadian. And so I'm guessing we'll have to go see that. I wouldn't mind seeing Billy Idol again. It's been a long time, but depends on where it is. You know me.
Yeah.
If it's north of the wall, I will not be going. All right, guys. Are your credit card bills keeping you up at night? You got these interest rates in the double digits. You worried about paying them off? Well, hey, did you just cut me off? Yes. Let me try this again. Hey, guys, how are your credit card bills? Do you got high interest credit cards, double digit interest rates? Well, guess what? You can pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Now, think about this for a minute. I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards, but it can be 18 to 23 to 25%. And if you got good credit, you're not supposed to be paying that. Get that low 5.95% APR with AutoPay. You could save thousands of dollars in interest depending on how big your credit card bills are. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. How about this? No fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, it's a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. Want to save even more? Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information. Start again.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, if you haven't checked out sportsmap.com today, fastest growing website maybe anywhere, certainly in Houston. But lots of good stuff on there today and some different kind of stuff. But Joel's got a video up in the main slot. And in case you haven't missed it, or in case you missed it, Chris Campisi does a little report on every Astros game now. So that's on there. Steph Cody's 11 observations from Texans OTAs. Cody D is doing a Nerds Around Town. He's got an esports column, and he's got wrestling. So for those of you who are into those kind of things, and we just posted something kind of fun for our Game of Thrones fans. I don't know if you've seen it, but somebody redid the ending as a John Hughes
I saw that.
And it's pretty hilarious. It's on the website if you want to go check it out. So all available at sportsmap.com. So, at 4:49. That's an interesting time. Usually you make it to 5 o'clock.
Lamont asked, who was your favorite monkey? The band The Monkees. Did you have a favorite?
I don't even know who was in there. I don't remember the monkeys. I remember the monkeys, but I don't know their names.
Like Davy Jones was the big star. Okay,
I remember that.
I always remember, I think it's Mickey Dolenz. It's Mickey something, but Mickey was my least favorite monkey.
I think it is Mickey Dolenz.
Because he had he looked like Jaws on 007. Like he had a jaw that just stuck out real far, and it terrified me as a child. And I didn't like when they showed him.
I don't know who the guy was who played Jaws, but he made a nice career out of being a character actor.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
That's
he was in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. What is his name? He died. I mean, Richard Kiel. He died a little while ago. But, yeah, he made a good run.
713-780-ESPN is your number. So if you wanted to place a wager on your Astros to win the World Series.
Where are we at?
4-1.
Nah.
The favorite. Dodgers 9-2, Yankees 6-1, Red Sox 8, Cubs 12. There might be some value in Cub at 12. Philly 14. Your odds to win the American League? 2-1.
What are the odds on the Brewers?
Milwaukee Brewers 16-1. Not I'd like a little more, but not bad.
What are the odds on the Braves?
The Atlanta Braves 20-1. I'll give you a couple others that
Tampa
20-1, Cardinals 20-1, Indians 22-1.
There's value in that too, although they're falling a good ways behind the Twins. The Twins kind of running away with their division the same way the Astros are. But the Indians are still I still feel like they're good.
I think they can pull it together, and I mean there's a lot of season left.
Yeah.
At 22-1. And yeah, there's some interesting ones down the road there. Your National League pennant, Dodgers 5-2, Cubs 6-1, Brewers 7-1 to win that. And odds to win the American League pennant? Astros 2-1.
2-1, jeez.
Yankees 3, Red Sox 6. About Minnesota at 8. A little value there for you. But I promise you some baseball odds. Have something to bet on in the future here. I thought it had the Cy Young stuff on there, and now I can't find it. So don't know what happened. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Man, lots of numbers that people are throwing out about Verlander and how the Astros have suddenly become. I think if you're going to bet against the Astros, now's the time to do it while they have the best record.
Yeah.
And yeah, I still think there's another pitcher to be added to this staff at some point, which would make me scared to bet against them. But, man, at 4-1? I don't know. I don't know if that quite does it for me. Obviously, I want them to win. Hey, yesterday we were talking about the no bleep headline on the Warriors.
Yeah.
I have another one for you from ESPN.com. Deshaun Watson. Offensive line, share blame for Texans league-high 62 sacks.
I saw that. Who's that, Sarah Barshaw?
Yeah.
What are you guys writing?
Well, the headline isn't...
Sports easier to win when you score many points. Outscoring opponents, keys to victory.
The headline, and this has kind of become a narrative over there with the Texans, with people who, I don't know, maybe should have watched a little closer, but they've gone and they did a stat called pass block win rates. It measures what percentage of the time a player has held a block for 2.5 seconds after the snap.
Okay.
And basically it has all the offensive linemen as average in that stat from last year.
That's generous.
Yeah. So implying that a lot of this is Deshaun Watson's fault.
Well, I'll be honest. And
some of it is. We've all said that.
Yeah, and I watch the film every week. And there was a time last year when I was seeing how often he was getting sacked. And I said, I've got to go in and see who these sacks are to blame for. So I'm watching. And I was because I was trying to make a topic for the show.
Right.
And then it turns out. It's both of their faults. Yeah. It's about the offensive line was bad, but Deshaun often holds on to the ball longer than he should.
And I think this how long he holds the ball thing is a little skewered because there's times when he rolls out and extends the play that way.
But if you don't extend, if you extend the play and then you can't make anything of it, you held the ball too long.
Yeah. If you do that and you get sacked, yeah.
Yes.
If you do that and throw the ball away, no.
That's different.
Yeah.
But I mean, to me, if you roll out and you create some time and then you still get sacked, that's still that's a mistake.
Yeah. And those are things that can be cleaned up.
But I never brought it to the show because there was no story.
Yeah.
Because they're both to blame.
Yeah. And we've said that all along.
I would have loved to say, imagine that, the story. The offensive line is not to blame. It's all Deshaun Watson. Or, yeah, sure, Deshaun Watson's been sacked a lot of times, but it's all the offensive line's fault. But when it's kind of in the middle, there's no real story there. So don't write a story about it.
Well, and
this has got to be one of those, what can I write today that Bill O'Brien won't get mad about?
Well, you want to hear O'Brien's quote from this? So basically, his average time to throw last season was 3.01 seconds, which was third worst among passing rating qualified passers. So, yeah, we said that. He held the ball too long. But a lot of that was him extending the play 5, 6, 7, 8 seconds, yes, too, which is going to increase that. Sometimes I could get rid of the ball. Watson says, sometimes I could get rid of the ball. I guess it depends on the situation, but I tell everyone, and OB tells everyone too, as long as I'm in the game and I have the ball in my hands, the play is never over until it's over. That's what he says.
But sometimes it's over when you get sacked, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, that's true. But here's what O'Brien says. We can help that with teaching him a few things, getting him to another level of his defensive knowledge, and then with us schematically, protection-wise, route-wise, having an ability to scheme some things up that can help him. Then having everybody out there. Hop, obviously, Will Fuller, Kiki QT, that helps us stretch the field at different levels. But he says it's not just one guy who can fix the pressure on Watson. Everybody has to take in all parts of the offense. All that's true. But I do feel like there's this over-defense of the offensive line. And it's like, oh, yeah, it was equal.
No, I'm not defending it because they're bad.
Yeah.
They're horrible.
So, Jesse wants to know, realistically, heading into June, will the number get better than 4-1 with Altuve coming back and possibly adding Jordan or a pitcher? I think I'm hammering the 4-1 and the 2-1. I don't know. What if Justin Verlander, Tebow forbid, blows an elbow?
Yeah.
Then, and you know what? They're on a streak right now. I bet the Yankees go on a streak too. I bet the Red Sox go on a streak. I just think it's too early for me to sit here and go, oh yeah, 4-1, I'll take it. And I mean, that's not much down from what they were before the start of the season.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would stick it out, hope for some injuries. They go back up, and then they get healthy.
Yep.
That's when to catch them. I just don't see value in 4-1.
I don't either.
Especially considering how long your money's on hold.
That's it. I'm not looking to bet against them either.
Right now, I think they're
the best team. I just don't think that number's enough to.
Yeah, especially the 2-1 to win the AL. I still think you've got tough teams to beat in both Boston and New York, and who knows, maybe Tampa. And Minnesota looks pretty good, too. I mean, I don't think it's – should they be favored? Yeah, but I feel like I should be getting the 4-1 to win the AL. And 6 or 7 to 1 to win the whole thing. Because I still think it's going to be harder to get out of the AL than it is the NL.
But, I think so, too.
Well, guess what, guys? Here's one thing I do know about Texas mattress makers. And they build everything straight from the factory. Showroom sales are now underway, so find the perfect bed for you. With their high-tech springs, they're constantly trying to make their beds better and better and better. And I tweeted out earlier, but they had a little poll you can take that will tell you what kind of bed you should get. And that's a great thing about these guys. They're not worried about how much you're going to spend. They're worried about how are you going to sleep the best. How are they going to put you on the best bed? And guess what? Close Memorial Day. And they want Memorial Day to be about the veterans. They want it to be about the people who made it possible for them to have big sales. So no big sale on Memorial Day. So you can get out there before then. And how about you support that? Because I think that's a great thing that they're doing. And guess what? You walk in, you're saving 50% because they make the mattresses right there. They know everything about them, and that's how they know what you're going to sleep on. And now you can save up to 40% beyond that. Just don't do it on Memorial Day. Any other day. Visit them today, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, or the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. The best sleep at the best price guaranteed. That's Texas Mattress Makers. Come on.
to call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.